Okay, now, after being chair lady, then you were elected to the joint board from Local 39.
Yeah.
Now, as a member of the joint board, what were you, did you have trouble with that election, first of all, when you ran for that?
No.
There was no trouble.
I was endorsed. I got the endorsement on the executive board, the joint board. I held every office.
Now, you were first on the executive board of your local?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, as the executive board of the local, then, what was your responsibility?
No,
what
responsibility. There's no responsibility. We met, and decisions were made for the local meeting, when the local meeting would take place, and what... I think it's constitution.
For your local?
From the local, from the whole union.
A woman on the who was an officer on the local?
No.
Of Local 39?
According to the membership. Well, I don't remember how many were. That is the group that all...
That's from Local 39?
Yeah. Officers.
You're the only woman here.
Well, yeah, that time I was the only one.
So
I had one more, and she was in California.
Oh, so there were two women on the local then.
Yeah.
Now, did she speak up too, or was she more submissive?
Well, she spoke up, but she left the organization after.
Oh.
They used her. She didn't want to join the women's local.
Now, when you were on the, were you able to be a chair lady and be on the local board at the same time, or was that?
Yeah, that's not a paying job. That's not a paying job.
And it wasn't considered a conflict.
Volunteer work.
And it wasn't considered a conflict at all.
No.
So you were on the local, and then from the local, they endorsed you to be delegate to the joint board.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, did that conflict? Could you be on the joint board and still be a chair lady?
That had nothing to do. One thing had nothing to do with the other.
Okay, then once you were on the joint board, did you have specific responsibilities on the joint board?
No, I listened to what was going on. See, the locals reported the activities of the local where they had dance, educational activities, with the picket line and so on, what grievances sometimes.
Now, were they involved when, for instance, in 1919, during the big organizing drive?
Yeah.
Would the joint board be the ones involved in making?
Oh yes, oh yes, they were all picketing every one of them. Every one of them.
Now, were you on the joint board then?
Yeah. In 1919? No, I don't think so. I don't remember. I don't know whether I was or not. I think I was.
Now, Sarah, you told me a story when we first started about an episode in 1918 at a meeting, and you started pounding the chair on the floor.
Yes.
Was this at a meeting of the local?
No, yeah, that was local meeting.
Oh, and what was that issue all about? Do you remember?
It was about women's equality for women. Yeah. I said that a finisher works just as hard as the pocket maker. And why they're being underpaid. Why they're being abused like that. I couldn't take it. I could never take that. I couldn't. I still can't see. They're still doing it. You see, this has been my cry. That's why I wasn't their pet. I was never their pet. And I come and everybody kisses me, they all cater to me. I couldn't, I didn't want to be a caterer. I wanted them to do things for us. I didn't go for that stuff. You see, I wasn't that tight. Now, this girl that was on the board, she was a very fine person. She became a nurse, a registered nurse. She left the trade. But when I asked her to join the local, the women's local, she played around with the business agent, he used it, and then when they tried to buck me in every way, and I went to the manager, and he was in there, they tried to frame me up with something that I had never heard of. And I said, "This SB," I said, "you think I'm so-and-so, you're going to use me?" He said, "don't you mention their name, you're not worth it." I said, "I know, because I won't be used like you." I mean, I was tough as Nick and I. No, I wasn't there. I wasn't their play toy, never. You see, when you, I gave you to, I underlined the Louisville strike, for instance. I knew those women. I met them at conventions, and some of them came to Chicago later to work. Some of them were on the local board. And
that
Saura
was on.
Eleanor Saura. Mm-hmm. Yes, such a fine people. And they used to cry to me. I said, "what the hell are you crying? Why don't you do something about it?" Now, out here as well, in San Diego, 95% women, they haven't got a business. They get everybody but themselves. You know, it just sickens me all the time. It isn't that I think that they're better, but they... I used to ask Frank Rosenblum. I said, "tell me, Frank, for the..." He told me when I wanted to run for business, he told me, "Sarah," he said, "you realize..." When I asked him, I said, "Frank, don't you think that I have as much intelligence as Joe Kaminsky?" He said, "you have to be 300%, 100% better than Joe Kaminsky." I said, "the hell with you and Kaminsky together, I'm going to run." Now, how many will you find would take that plunge? Not many, unfortunately. I don't know why. What are they afraid of?
That's how women
what
are afraid.
What have they got to lose? I could not. I still can't. Unfortunately, it still goes on. Not to that degree, there's some... But I'm jumping from one thing into another. When I studied labor history, foreign history, American labor history, I said to A.J. Musty, I said, "what is this?" I turned the page 100 years. How much progress have we made? I wanted to cry. I wanted to cry out loud. I'm not blind. I know the progress that we have made in the clothing industry. I say, for instance, I say this. When I have a occasion to speak anywhere, I say, if I haven't contributed more, then a grain of sand, I live to see the change in the sweatshop system. I feel that I've made my little contribution. Not much, but there's a hell of a lot more to be accomplished. Unfortunately, my days are counted, and it's too bad. So it is, you can't compare the conditions of today. The leadership in the union are different. The employers are different. You don't find the... I'm going to show you some of the things that transpired. It's like... if you read history, you find after the revolution what takes place? An upheaval. People don't know what they want. Before there was a union, there were no complaints. They were afraid to raise their voices. After there was a union, the union was no good, they didn't give them everything right away. I mean, they had a lot to contend with. So, it isn't that I'm blind to the achievement that we made, but I'm the type that I'm never satisfied. And I don't think that a human being with any intelligence can be satisfied, especially the way things are today. I would like to show you something personal. To get off from this for a minute, to give my mind a little change.
Okay.
16, 17 years ago, 18 years ago.
Oh, this was right before you retired?
Yes, way before I retired. He said, Woodchuck, you'll have $400 a month income. You won't have to worry about anything. He said, he had a place for 18 units, something like that. I said, I want to see it. He said, you don't have to see it. I said, I want to see who lives there. He says, why? I says, well, if the depression comes and now I have to give them bread yet, I've delivered them milk, I would never throw anybody out. You see, you're crazy, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Well, that's all here. I'm here, this is going to be 66. It's going to be 7 years next month. I was retired, I was going to go and do my scribbling. I figured then that my poor sister, she fell in love with this old place. She says, you're so used to having your own ways, your own, where are you going to go? I said, look at the windows you have to do, because I've never done a house. I was never a home person. She'll do everything. You don't have to bother with anything. But before this, she has a daughter, school teacher. She was in France at that time, Paris, teaching for the army. She came home, she didn't like the neighborhood. And I lived, I was a proletariat from the word goes. You can't make me over. They said, you can't make silk out of pigs, something like that, whatever it is. You can't put me into a high class. So it was supposed to be her daughter, my sister that lives in Sherman Oak. You gotta buy a place, Laurel Canyon. I don't wanna be no landlady. I never wanted to be a landlady. They're going to go in. They left me holding the bag. I tell you, we're 8 units there. I never felt more being in a concentration camp than I was there. Whatever little savings I had from the other house, I got rid of it somehow. And that's how I got this old thing. Well, now, if you want to go back for another few minutes.
Okay, you tired?
Well, I'm not.
Do you want to go back?
I'm not as spry as you. But if you want to ask me some questions.
Okay, I'll ask you a few more questions.
Yes.
Okay, so you were, from that picture, there was just you and this other woman who were on the executive board then of the Local 39.
Yes.
Now, how in the local meetings, for instance, how did the men treat you? Did they treat you as an equal in those meetings, or did
they had to. They had to treat me because I was impossible. See, the thing is this, I think it's up to the person. I see. Now, they used to take me home, for instance. They used to take me home from late in meeting. Others would come on upstairs and have tea, and that's good night. That's it. You see, I played cards with them, yes. I'd stay up till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I drink with them, I eat with them. So, in fact, I say that I was an Asian. No, I lived. I mean, I lived, but I didn't. In a different way. I went, for instance, during the prohibition days. You haven't got this on,
have
you? Yeah, well, anymore. I don't care. It's fun. During the prohibition days, there was a couple of businesses and all the big shots from the union. Went to a banquet somewhere, and liquor was served in pots. I don't remember, it was in the south side somewhere. I don't remember the name of the hotel. And they dared me to drink. I said, listen, guys, you're big shots. I'll tell you what I'll do with you. I think it was during my business agent days. I said, if you get me drunk, I'll pay the bill. If not, they pay the bill. But you see, they thought they had a language together. So I filled up with olive oil, and I kept on eating all kinds of relishes and steak, and I drank like a trooper. I think they spent about they spent an awful lot. So they kept on looking, one looked at the other, and I don't know what the bill came to, but it came to a hell of a lot of money in those days. So, well, then it came to take me home. So one wanted to play with me. But it didn't work.
But they all viewed all women as potential playthings then.
To them, sure, like most men. I wouldn't say all men. You see, I wouldn't say most men. But you see, while I was working, so while I was business agent, I worked in the shop now, I didn't allow myself, I had every opportunity. For instance, one time, when I went back to work, after being business agent, there was a manager, formerly a very active union man. They ganged up on me. They just wanted to tire me out. They couldn't see how I could withstand all that abuse. All week there wasn't work in the shop. I should come down Saturday. I said, Harry, there is no work. I order you to come down. I said, Harry, I'll come down. I want to see whether you'll come down Monday. I was already, I thought to myself, this is a little bit too much for me. And this carpenter, the labor manager, I called him up. I said, what is this? Play thing like that. And I told him just what it was. I came down, he was never there. He was dismissed. I told you originally, at the very beginning, I think it was in 1999, I came across in some Gorter's, he leaves out a lot of things desired. I happen to know his background. From 1920, before 1920, he doesn't say anything. I don't want to dwell on that. I can tell you a lot about it. He was a sex symbol if ever there lived one. And the women were just, they fell like fleas. When I look at that inscription, I think to myself, you were there, baby, when I howled not to buy Liberty Bonds. Now you tell me, call me a co-worker of yesteryears. You know, it all comes back to me.
Sarah, what was your social life like in those, like when you were cheerleading? Were most of your friends women from the union? Or did you not, you were so busy you didn't have much time for social life?
Oh, well, I played cards. I played cards and the opera was my concert. I loved the opera. I had the season ticket, the same season ticket on the gallery there for I don't know how many years. I still had the ticket when my mother died. I couldn't go. I came back from Brookwood. No, I had a social life. I didn't go around with men as socially. I played cards with them.
And they were always the men in the union.
Yeah. Not that I didn't go out. I started out very late in life, and I decided that I didn't want to die a virgin. That was fun, anyways.
Now, so was it mainly the girls in your local that you would go like to the opera with, or
no? It was my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lady friend. No.
She wasn't from. So most of your friends were not from the union. The women
no,
were not your
no,
friends from the union.
No. No. My friends outside of Hilda. Well, I gotta show one more thing. I thought I had it ready for you. You wanted to ask me a question. I'll get that for you. I wrote something. I think it was the Lewis Institute that I went to. That I wrote something about the 1910 strike.
Mm.
It should be somewhere soon.
Now, at this time, did you decide by this time that you didn't want to get married?
I never decided not to get married. I always wanted to get married. I wanted to get married when I was 12 years old. Oh, this is something else. This is not dead either. But that isn't what I wanted to say.
Oh, good. This Hilda was she was in your union or she was in another union?
No, she was in my union.
And she was your buddy then?
She was my lifelong friend.
And she was in Chicago. When you came out here, she was still in Chicago, though.
When I came out, she was here already.
Oh.
She is a woman. She just died in October. Last October. She was the girl that when I pounded at the local meeting, she seconded my motion. But I didn't know her. After the meeting, I went over to her and I put my hand on her shoulder. I said, "Goody, who are you? Where are you from?" So we never parted.
So she was involved with you in the women's local and everything.
Yeah.
Did she? Was she one of the women who ran for as a delegate for the 1920 convention too?
No, no. But she was an organizer in Philadelphia later on. She came out here. I had a serious operation in 1927. She was in New York, organizing, I guess, at the time. And I stopped writing to her. The aeroplanes were in New York at the time. And she said, if I don't write to her, she's going to take the 20th Century Limited. That. So I sent her a telegram to come after I went. The operator. I didn't want to I never wanted to burden anybody. It was, my family didn't know. I didn't tell my family. I didn't tell my sisters. I didn't tell my brothers. I figured if I died, they have time to worry about. The only one I told was my other friend. I had two friends in my life that, that friends that you don't find. I had people talk about having so many friends. You had a friend, they're a friend. They're acquaintances. They're good friends. I don't say no. Sure, but these people, these two people, come hide, fire or water, they would be there, you see. So she came from New York to take care of me. I had a family, my sisters, my brothers, you know. I didn't know, for 3 days they didn't know what I'd come through. But she came to take care of me. And here she was dying of cancer and I couldn't do a thing for her.
And you left here?
Just recently, so it hit me in the head. I said, Hilda, you gotta come to my 80th birthday. If you don't come to my party, I said, I'll bring the party here. I was petting her hand, she petted my other hand. And then, you're a realist, Sarah. We held a memorial meeting for her in February at the Mount Sinai Hospital Hall there, Brown's Auditorium. And I was going to deliver the eulogy. Anyway, it seemed to me that it took me an hour to get my breath. Well, then I said, I shouted out, I said, Hilda doesn't want me to be weak. There wasn't a dry eye there. I said, let's talk about her good deeds. There wasn't a person that I know, or anybody that knew her, that didn't love her. She was an unusual type. Very, we speak of unselfishness. Most unselfish person that was ever put on this earth.
Now, was she also involved in the union all her life then?
No, she got married. And married, I'd rather not be married. I said I'd rather live with 10 men than be married to one like that. But he was a good man. He was sick. He was an alcoholic. It's a sickness. When he was normal, he wasn't at all hurt. I could never understand. I could never comprehend. How does one account for it? I don't know.
Now, is she the one, Sarah, that you said was a feminist?
Yes, she was a wonderful person.
And how about the other woman? Was she from the union, too?
No. Her father was my first cousin. But I have a lot of cousins, but she was a friend. She's a friend like this. When I came to this country, would you like to have a cup of tea?
Oh.
Would you?
Can I help you make it?
No.
Yeah. Hillman and Rosenblum and Petoskey, all those people had for so long been in the leadership. Did they keep other people out? I mean, that was 40 years. What did new young people in the union do?
I didn't approve of it. The fact is, now, this same man, Schneid, for instance, Schneid, and it was Spivak, Weinstein, and myself. We started a revolution in Chicago to unseat the administration.
When was that? Oh, that's when you told me about these three men that you...
Well, we succeeded. We unseated some of them. We were all elected. And I was the only one that stepped out. They all were me. I was the only fool. The fool that I think I think myself, nobody else but myself, that I did it. I'm very glad that I've done that. There isn't a moment in my life that I regret. I suffered. I suffered physically, emotionally, financially, but I never once regretted that I took that step. Well, I didn't want to perpetuate myself as a paid office.
Now, was the revolution, though, was just within Chicago, the local and the joint board? Or was it for the national?
No, it was local.
To unseat the... Was there...
It was the beginning. See, they were national office. They were all ACs. Now, we unseated Marion Petrie, so they gave him a better job. They gave him a job as price maker. He made him a price maker. So he didn't have to do anything. I mean, it's ridiculous.
What had Marion Petrie been up to then?
He was a business agent. So they gave him a better job. So the click.
Because I noticed in reading the advance, Frank, let's see, this must have been the 19...
You tell me what it is.
It had to have been the 1918 convention. Frank Rosenblum was nominated, but he couldn't accept the nomination because he was drafted.
Yeah.
Okay, and Dorothy Jacobs was elected on the board.
Yeah.
Then when she resigned, there's an article there, and it says, well, because Frank Rosenblum, even though the Constitution says that we have to nominate several people,
yeah,
because Rosenblum was nominated but couldn't accept because he was drafted,
yeah,
we're just going to appoint him anyhow.
Yeah.
So even there, right in the beginning, there was a lot of...
See, the thing is, this is inside matter. I don't think you'll find it anywhere. Snyder's trying to point to that. Now I know, I spoke to Frank about it and I teased him about it because I'm a terrible teaser. Oh God, I can take your life by teasing. He was considered the crown prince next to him. And there came about a terrible fight for power. This was in 1923. Foster was running for president.
Of the Amalgamated?
The United States. And La Follette. I think that's... And the forwards came out, thanks God. Married off the old maid, they're going to vote for my father. I don't know whether you came across that or not.
No, I didn't see that.
Well, it came a terrible fight for power. Between Devine and Frank Rosenblum. And they were all on the General Executive Board. Levine, as I told you last time, as a human being, I liked him better than Frank. But I liked Frank's intellect. He's know-how. How to organize, how to get people together, was far superior even to Hillman. People don't agree with me. So they don't agree. They don't have to agree with me on everything. I mean, they seldom did agree with me. most of the things they disagreed with me. That doesn't mean that they were right. The majority is not always right. Anyways, at least that's my opinion. I lined up with Frank. The communists were strong that time, very strong. And it came to pass, a human being looked up to the great leader, the greatest leader. I had a lot of confidence in him. I used to think that a human comes and everything will be still. I mean, I knew that he was a great leader, but to me he was not greater than Frank. So in order to get everybody on Levine's side, he got the communists together with a promise that if they go along with Sam Levine, he's going to endorse Forster. And I knew that it was impossible, that out and out lie. If I knew anything about, and I was naive in many things, but that much I understood. I was no politician. I was an amalgamated member. I was a unionist, a straight, pure and simple trade unions. To such an extent, when they were haunted and imprisoned in Michigan, I think it was in Michigan somewhere, I put a bond for them. Because an amalgamated member was involved. To me it was a union member. And they told me there and then that I cut my throat by doing that. And here a human goes and makes him such a promise. So I was trying to get him to come along with me on Frank's side. I have meetings with him. I said, look, I'm not going to the forwards. I don't want you to go to the communist papers, whatever it was.
I call it the dirty worker.
So I caused a split amongst them because a good many of them had a lot of confidence in me. As a matter of fact, they said, go with Sarah, whatever she is, she's not going to let you down. So their leader, I forgot his name, he's dead, they're all dead now. I'm still walking. I forgot his name, I guess, to think of his name. Anyways, and Schneid was with Levine, too. So I was supposed to have a meeting with him, and I meet the leader going up the stairs to the union. He said, what about the meeting? Sarah, we're on the market. Who pays more, we go. Arnberg, that's it, Philip Arnberg, the name comes to me. I says, Philip, I cut you off the rope once, because they were suspended once before. I said, I'm not going to do it again. Well, no, it was because of this thing. I walked through the clothing district, arm in arm, after he was released from jail. I put up bonds for him. And he did this to me. I said, you don't get it. So there was a split. A good many of them then along with me.
This was of the communists?
Yeah. Well, would Hillman come out officially to endorse, what's his name?
Foster.
Foster. And that thing too.
So the split in the union was that Hillman really was supporting Levine and the communists, and Rosenblum was fighting the communists?
He wasn't fighting any. He was fighting Levine. It was a quest for power.
Mm. But then the whole communist issue entered it?
Well, in a fight like they did, rally anybody that they're not particular. You see, money don't know what's what. It was a quest for power. And I know I was at one particular meeting, I had to grab a cap and get out before they knocked the hell out of me. And he paid me back the wrong way too. I mean, I wasn't given any thanks for it at all. I wasn't looking for it. I did it because I felt like it, for the love of my belief. See, I never did anything in my life with the expectation that I'll be rewarded for it. I wasn't looking, no more than I showed you that personal thing about mm-hmm. the doctor. I believed in what I was doing, and that's all. So, Sarah's still around, so what? So it's all right. He's all right. He's doing a good job in the hospital, and he's taking care of sick people, so it's all right with me. And it ended up that after it was all over, these people made up.
Oh, Levine too?
How?
Levine and Rosenblum made up too?
Certainly, they didn't want the outside to know. I know I was challenged once, and I put a sign out, do not vote for Sam Levine. I had the guts. You know, when I think back, really, it took a lot. No wonder they were trying to kill me. You know, when I look back, it took a lot of gumption to do this thing. No, that wouldn't. So, after it was all quiet and done, they were all suspended and thrown out of the union. To some extent, and they had a convention in 1926, this was in 1924, 1923, this strike started. In 1926, at the Montreal Convention, I went to the convention from, I was in Brookwood at the time, but I went there as a visitor, a guest. This same Arnberg went to protest his being ousted from the union. He came to me, I should intercede in his behalf. I said, so and so, you go to Hillman. No, you see, I had no mercy then anymore.
Now, Sarah, what was the fight over Local 5? Is this the fight? Was this the communist fight?
No, it wasn't a communist fight. It was a fight for power.
Mm.
The communists were being fought more in New York. They were being fought in Chicago, my God. There was a girl that used to live here with me that I saved her life, I saved her job, because she was one of them that told them that there were a couple more, several of them, that they're doing the wrong thing by going along with the other side. That they're being misled, that Hillman would never endorse Foster. He's misleading them. Well, always a question for him. Now that when Hillman died, coming back to this letter, see, this is the old thing. They ganged up on Frank. And he felt very bad about it. I accused him of violence. Well, they all died. It's funny that the quest for power, greed, I wonder, what is it the human being that impels them?
See, I think you're basically an anarchist, Sarah.
Yeah, well, call it what you, call me whatever you want. I'm not a regimented person, no. I'm a human being. I'm a human being with a lot of compassion. I would like to see